Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something that should hit pretty close to home for a lot of our listeners. Mm-hmm. You know how we're always talking about nightmare neighbors and how sometimes the most unsettling stuff can happen right under our noses.
Absolutely.
Well, this one is, it comes straight from a firsthand account. It was submitted to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. And it's all about this guy who just went way beyond just being a little weird or a little off, straight into like disturbing territory, you know?
What really stood out to me in this account was, it was how the guy's actions were described. Like, he was putting on a show almost, like he was playing a part.
Yeah,
exactly. Almost theatrical.
Yeah.
Which really, I think, highlights just how deliberate his behavior was.
Yeah, like he wanted to be seen as this menacing figure, you know?
Right.
You know, like the source describes moving into her new place, all excited to settle in and everything.
Yeah.
And this guy across the street, he's just camped out in his driveway, no shirt on, wearing a leather vest, just staring.
Ugh, it's creepy just thinking about it. And he wasn't just watching them, you know? It's like he wanted them to know. Like, he was making sure they knew he was watching. The source even mentions, like, these exaggerated noises he would make. Like, grunting and coughing. Almost like a bad actor trying to intimidate them.
Oh, totally. And then there's that detail about the 7-Eleven Big Gulp, but instead of soda.
Yeah.
It's filled with cheap wine.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's so specific. It paints such a vivid picture, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it just screams like lack of self-awareness, you know, like a complete disconnect from like normal social behavior.
Right.
And the fact that he was eventually banned from that 7-Eleven, it goes to show that even in like seemingly powerless situations, like a community can come together.
Right.
And try to set some boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. Even if it's just a small act like that. But here's where things get even more unsettling. This behavior wasn't directed at just one woman. This guy was targeting all three of his female neighbors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So all three of them. That's a huge red flag.
Right.
I mean, that really solidifies the fact that it's not just a series of coincidences. It's a deliberate, targeted campaign of harassment.
Exactly.
And each of these women had their own disturbing encounters with this guy, like ranging from lewd comments to him literally waiting outside their cars at night.
Yeah, one of the sources even describes feeling hunted while walking her dog.
Oh my God.
I know, it's chilling.
It's terrifying.
To think about the constant fear they must have felt, like they were never truly safe, even in their own homes.
Right. And that feeling of being hunted, it's such a primal fear, you know?
Yeah.
It taps into something so deep within us.
Absolutely.
And it makes it almost impossible to feel secure in your own space.
Right.
And the psychological toll that that takes.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. And then imagine their frustration. When they tried to put a stop to it, they tried everything.
Yeah.
Ignoring him, warning others, talking to his wife.
Wow.
Even leaving notes. Nothing worked.
Sadly, that's such a common experience for people in these situations. You know, this type of harassment, it often falls into this legal gray area that makes it so difficult to take action, especially without what's considered hard evidence. You know,
yeah.
It's like their fear wasn't real enough for anyone to take seriously.
Exactly.
It's heartbreaking.
And it just makes you think about how many other people out there might be going through something similar. Feeling powerless to stop it.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to talk about these experiences, to validate the fears of victims and to create a culture where harassment is taken seriously.
So true. And in this case, things actually escalated after the man was fired from a dog walking job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it got worse.
Yeah.
That's a common pattern, unfortunately. You know, when someone who engages in harassment feels like they're losing control, they often lash out even more.
Yeah, it's like he was punishing them for trying to stand up to him. But then comes a real turning point. The women decide to file a restraining order, together as a united front.
That's where their collective action becomes so powerful. You know, individually, they might have felt helpless.
Right.
But together, they were able to present a much stronger case.
Absolutely.
And finally, their voices were heard. And the harassment was legally recognized.
It must have taken immense courage to not only endure that kind of harassment, but to also navigate the legal system and fight for their right to feel safe.
Absolutely. Filing a restraining order is a huge step, especially when you've been dismissed and minimized for so long.
It's a testament to their resilience and their determination to reclaim their peace of mind.
Yeah.
And thankfully, the judge took them seriously.
Yeah, that's so important. You know, it's a small victory, but a significant one.
For sure.
It allowed them to finally breathe a sigh of relief and start to rebuild their sense of security.
But even after the man moved away, the experience left a lasting impact. The source uses the phrase, survivors of small town terror, which I think really captures the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, that's a powerful phrase. It acknowledges that even though the immediate threat is gone, the emotional and psychological scars can linger.
It makes you wonder how long those feelings linger and what kind of support these women needed to move forward.
That's such an important point to consider. It's not just about escaping the immediate threat. It's about healing from the trauma and rebuilding a sense of safety.
This case really makes you think, doesn't it? What if this was happening in our own neighborhood? Are we paying attention to the subtle signs? And more importantly, are we creating a community where someone could speak up and know they'd be heard?
That's a question we all need to be asking ourselves. You know, we need to be more aware, not just of the overt acts of harassment, but of the more subtle ways it can manifest. And it starts with education, understanding the different forms harassment can take, and recognizing the red flags.
And it's not just about recognizing it. It's about knowing what to do when we see it happening. How can we intervene safely and effectively?
Well, sometimes it can be as simple as checking in with the person being targeted, letting them know they're not alone. Other times, it might involve directly addressing the harasser or reporting the incident to the authorities. But the key is to do something, to break the silence and show the victim they have support.
Absolutely. And for anyone listening who might be going through something similar, remember, you are not alone. There are resources available to help. Hotline support groups, legal aid organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching out can be a difficult step, but it's so important to break the cycle of harassment and start the healing process.
And if you're unsure of what to do, trust your gut. If something feels wrong, it probably is. Don't be afraid to speak up, to seek advice, or to offer support to someone who might be in need.
This deep dive into the world of a nightmare neighbor has been unsettling, but it's also been a powerful reminder that we can't afford to be complacent. Harassment can happen anywhere, even in seemingly safe and quiet communities.
Absolutely. And it's up to all of us to create a world where people feel empowered to speak up, where victims are believed and supported, and where harassment is met with swift and decisive action.
It's a call to action for all of us to be more aware, more proactive, and more supportive, because everyone deserves to feel safe and respected in their own homes and communities.
Couldn't agree more.
This has been a tough one. But it's so important that we have these conversations, that we shine a light on these issues. So thank you for joining us today. And as always, stay safe out there.
Yeah, take care, everyone. You know, it's like their fear wasn't real enough, you know, not real enough for anyone to take it seriously.
Yeah, it's just heartbreaking. And it makes you think how many other people are going through this, feeling totally powerless, you know?
Yeah, and that's exactly why we need to be talking about it. We need to be validating these fears. We need to create a culture where this kind of harassment is taken seriously.
So true. And in this case, things actually escalated. Like after the guy was fired from a dog walking job.
Oh, wow. So it even got worse.
Yeah, it did.
You know, that's sadly a common pattern we see. When someone who engages in this kind of harassment feels like they're losing control, they often lash out even more.
Yeah, it's like he was punishing them for trying to stand up to him. But then there's this real turning point. The women, they decided to file a restraining order together as a united front.
Hmm. So they came together.
Yeah.
You know, that's where their collective action becomes so powerful. Because individually, they probably felt helpless.
Right.
But together, they could present a much stronger case.
Absolutely.
And finally, their voices were heard. The harassment was legally recognized.
It must have taken such courage, not only to endure that kind of harassment, but then to navigate the legal system, to fight for their right to feel safe in their own homes.
Oh, absolutely. Filing for a restraining order is a huge step. Especially when you've been dismissed and minimized for so long.
It's a testament to their resilience and their determination, you know, to reclaim that peace of mind. And thankfully, the judge took them seriously.
That's so important. It's a small victory, but it's so significant.
Right.
You know, it finally allowed them to breathe a sigh of relief, to start rebuilding their sense of security.
But even after the man moved away, the experience left a lasting impact. The source even uses the phrase, survivors of small town terror.
Wow.
I think it really captures the gravity of the situation.
That's a powerful phrase.
Right.
It acknowledges that even though that immediate threat is gone, the emotional and psychological scars, those can linger.
Yeah, it really makes you think, like, how long do those feelings stick around? What kind of support do these women need to move forward?
It's such an important thing to think about. You know, it's not just about getting away from the immediate threat. It's about healing from the trauma, rebuilding that sense of safety, you know?
This case, it really makes you think, what if this was happening in our neighborhood? Are we paying attention to the little signs? Are we creating a community where people feel like they can speak up and know that they'll be heard?
It's a question we should all be asking. We need to be more aware, not just of the obvious harassment, but the subtle ways it can show up. It starts with education, understanding what harassment can look like, and recognizing those red flags.
Yeah, and it's not just about recognizing it either. It's about knowing what to do when you see it. How can we step in safely and effectively?
Sometimes it can be as simple as checking in with the person, letting them know they're not alone.
Right.
Other times it might mean talking directly to the harasser or reporting it. But the key is to do something, break the silence, show that victim that they have support.
Absolutely. And to anyone listening who's going through something similar, you are not alone. There are resources out there to help.
Mm-hmm.
Hotlines, support groups, legal aid. Reaching out can be tough, but it's so important to break that cycle and start healing.
And if you're not sure what to do, just trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is. Don't be afraid to speak up, get advice, offer support.
This deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors, it's been unsettling for sure.
Mm.
But it's also a powerful reminder that we can't be complacent. This stuff can happen anywhere. Even those quiet communities that seem safe.
And it's on all of us to create a world where people feel safe to speak up, where victims are believed and supported, and where harassment is met with action.
Yeah, it's a call to action for all of us. Be more aware, more proactive, more supportive. Everyone deserves to feel safe in their own homes and communities.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, this has been a tough one, but it's so important that we have these conversations. We shine a light on these issues. So thank you for joining us today. And as always, stay safe out there.
Take care, everyone.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.